Hello and welcome to a special edition of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. I'm your host, Mark Sionis. We are a member of the Believe Sports Network. Believe is the number one sports and podcast network for professionals. Do you believe? I am bringing you this special program, this special announcement outside of our regularly schedule because of the fact that it is important and timely. Last night, USA Taekwondo announced on behalf of Team USA that there is an opening, that there is an availability in the 57 kilogram female spot for the U.S. Olympic Taekwondo team. Before we get to that, I wanted to bring us a word from our sponsor. Football may be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are still in full swing. And the only place you should be betting on these is betonline.ag. If you go to their site, I went to their site, you can bet on anything there. It's pretty amazing. Any major sport, martial arts, mixed martial arts, you can bet on award shows. They even have a category there for the front runner for the mayoral race, for the New York City mayor race. BetOnline covers awards, TV shows, reality TV. BetOnline has hundreds of props with real-time odds on almost anything you can imagine. And of course, there's the 24-hour online casino. I want you to head over to their website or to use your mobile device to sign up today and you receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. BetOnline, your sportsbook experts. So back to our announcement. USA announced that there is a spot, a potential spot. It looks like the Tokyo 2020 happening in 2021 Olympic Games are going to happen as scheduled. And we are in a situation where there's a spot opening as an alternative, as an alternate. This is not for the first string, but it would be an alternate in the event that someone in the 57 kilogram female U.S. Olympic team was unable to perform their duties and compete. And again, in this particular world, in the world of COVID, in the world of quarantine, this is very much a real issue. So this really is a very meaningful opportunity. Look at the Super Bowl. Members of the Kansas City Chiefs in the midnight hour went to get haircuts. And it turns out the barber had tested positive for COVID and they were quarantined and could not compete in the biggest game of their life. So while we hope that doesn't happen, we know all the precautions are being observed. We know that vaccines are happening and the numbers are going down. It is an important opportunity for someone to step up. Now, how do you know if you're qualified? Well, if you're a female Taekwondo athlete born on or before December 31st, 2004, that's you have to be at least 17 years of age, on or before December 31st, 2004. You have to, of course, be a member of USA Taekwondo in good standing. So if you're not, you need to check that out. That means you need to have your membership paid. You need to have your safe sport taken care of. You need to have your background check done. You have to hold that World Taekwondo Global Athlete License. Many of these things, if you've been competing on a national or international level, you have these things anyway. It's just a matter of checking that they're current. You got to be a U.S. citizen to compete on the U.S. team with a current passport. So you still have time to get that passport updated, so check that out. And you must have competed in sanctioned USA Taekwondo or World Taekwondo sparring events in 2019 or 20, as well as meet the requirements for the Tokyo Olympic Committee. Again, all of these things are things that, but not for COVID, you certainly would have had up to date. Maybe some people let these things lapse because of COVID, but you should take a look at that and see if you're somebody who's ready to go. The world has definitely started to open up again. I see sparring tournaments. I see qualifying events, socially distanced, testing, vaccines, all of that, but definitely starting to happen. You've got to get this package in by March 12th, 2021, or at least the application. I think you have up until the 12th to get the remaining documents in, but I wouldn't wait. I'd get everything in by March 10th, 2021. You can go to www.teamusa.org. Once you get it all in, it's not a guarantee. It's not going to be a lottery. It's not going to be a pick of the hat. They're going to have the qualified athletes come to Colorado Springs to the U.S. Olympic Team Training Center. And on May 8th, 2021, there's going to be a qualifying event, sparring event, an opportunity to prove yourself on the mat. for the 57-kilogram Olympic alternate female candidate. So there'll be a great opportunity. This is about as high level as it gets, right? You've been working all this time. Now you have this opportunity. You get to go do all your training now, go to the Colorado Springs for May 8th, compete, be at the top of your game, and potentially win a trip, win an opportunity to go to Tokyo in order to represent your country. Again, you may have that opportunity. You may not once you get to Tokyo because you're going to be an alternate. However, for somebody who's young, it may be a great opportunity to get your feet wet, to get the experience for the 2024 games, which are now right around the corner. It's an opportunity to see the process. It's an opportunity to be part of the U.S. Olympic team and Olympic team spirit. So we wanted to get this information out. If you need more information on this, you can visit USA Taekwondo's website, www.teamusa.org, or our website, www.tkdlifemagazine.com. We try to bring you all this news in a breaking fashion. We'd love to hear more. We'll be covering those Olympic team trials on May 8th, and we'll announce on our social media who the winner is and who's won that opportunity in that spot. So if you're a coach, if you're an athlete who is looking to compete, or you're a coach who knows an athlete or has an athlete, or you're a master running a dojang who knows somebody who you believe meets those qualifications, encourage them. This is the chance of a lifetime. We just recently spoke to Dana He, and she will tell you about how winning her Olympic gold medal was transformative in her life. We spoke to Grandmaster Herb Perez, whose gold medal for the United States, the first gold medal for the United States men, changed his life. So check it out. I look forward to seeing you in the dojang, and I look forward to talking to you soon.